It is now 20 minutes past one on Nova 103.5, your life, your music, and you're wondering, like, what the hell am I doing on air? Well, I told Kalin to go have some coffee because I have a special studio guest with me, and we actually shared a moment yesterday. We were chatting at an event. I recognized James when he walked in again this morning. He's like, I saw you somewhere, but I'm bleeding through my eyes, so I can't really tell. Anyway, James Usch is with me this morning. With a name like James Usch, you'd think he's an English-German. But he speaks very good Afrikaans, also a bit Afrikaans, brat. But in the meantime, though, James, good to see you. You're, of course, with KWV, right?
Yes, dear.
And you are actually a winemaker. That's what you do, right?
That's my role. That's my 8-to-5 job.
I'm sure it's not 8-to-5, though, right? I mean, surely it's all the time.
Well, on the card, yeah, definitely it's 8-to-5, but obviously we practice profusely at home.
Well, there we go. But I mean, it's a lot of pressure, though, right? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, the company big shots are going to look down at you and say, well, you know, this year the wine wasn't that good, or this year was great. I mean, that's sort of how your performance appraisal, I would imagine, would work, right?
Yes, part of it is definitely like that. But I have to say, we, being in the game this period, we definitely have one or two fail-safe moves that we have in, I'm going to say, card tricks.
Yeah.
So we try and do our best, and obviously it's very dependent on season.
Sure.
But we are fortunate enough to get a lot of grape varieties from different areas, so we can mimic and match and play around in the cellar. And then it's almost like art when it comes into passion. So we throw our whole body into it, and hopefully we get the best out of it.
I was looking at one of the sort of presentation stands. It was there. It's one of your new items that are available. I can't remember what exactly it was called, because by then it was 4 or 5 ahead. But it had a list of probably 10 or 12 different items that go into that one blend. So it was 1%, 2%. I think the biggest number was 12 or 14 or 18%, which was Cabernet Sauvignon that went into that.
Yes.
I mean, who comes up with that? It's such a, you know, you think half of that, Darcy. Not quite, though, right?
Well, I have to say, Leon, that's one of our new products that we're launching, the Rudebeck Black.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yes,
yeah.
So that is a spin-off of one of our biggest heritage brands, obviously Rudebeck Red.
Yeah.
And we developed it last year. Obviously, it's not just a poikikos recipe.
Exactly. And it's not, you can't just go ahead and just hoi it together and hope it works.
So we do plan it, and we do. And that's where, I want to say, the creativity lies to each winemaker, where he can decide, he or she, what percentage or how it mimics, and then you work on mouth, you work on structure, you work on compound fruits, all that type of stuff comes into play until you hit that harmony note.
And then what, are you like a bunch of people together, or is that basically your role, and you give it to 3 or 4 or 5 people to taste, and they come up with, I would put in more of this, or we're short of that, or yes, I want more of this, these notes, or something like that?
So, so the madness, I want to say, in creating it lies with myself or the winemaker that's in charge of the blend. And then when you're done, you think, okay, you hit everything that you can. Then you start bringing in your colleagues and say, listen, guys, what do you think? And they'll give you feedback. And then it's almost like a soundboard where you kind of then work off to get to a next level, because it's always a continuous improvement for us, always showing innovation and quality to drive to get to that point where we think, okay, let's take this to market. So no, it's not a one-man band. It's definitely a team effort.
And then once you've got it ready, right, let's say you've now come up with, between you and your colleagues and the people who taste, do you then do tastings, for example, with people who are big red wine fans?
Yes,
and say to them, right, who likes this, who does? Ooh, 7 out of 10 liked it. 2 are okay with it, and 1 said, nah, not really my thing, don't really care. But you know what I'm saying? You surely have to have tastings and first, you know, see how it goes down with the public.
So definitely do. Now, we do almost, and that's part of the product development phase, where once we've finished it, we'll push it into certain markets and certain ages, groups, and all to try and pinpoint, okay, where do we need to launch this? Where can we get this? And hopefully 90% of the time, we hit, tick all the boxes, and you can just free fall and launch it.
And of course, but the whole point is, it's also in essence a marketing exercise, because you are aiming it at a specific market, a specific crowd of wine drinkers, and that's as important, right? I mean, as getting the product right, because if you have a great product but it doesn't really appeal to anybody or any group specifically, you're kind of missing the point.
Yeah, and then even sometimes you try and link it into the portfolio of brands that you're running. So if it's, let's say, a new brand, and you're trying to, I want to say, relocate or look at your new wine drinkers, trying to get them in on that level. And then when they're comfortable with the brand, you can expose them to different levels of wines in the specific portfolio. And then you've got a client for life.
Yeah, exactly. You want him to basically take that brand and you enjoy, and evolves with that as that moves on, right?
Yes.
Sure, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. So you the boffin when it comes to the red wine, right? So did you one day sit there and go, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, do I do white rosé or red?" How did you end up doing the red? Is that just your favorite? You prefer to work with red wine?
Yeah, for me, without sounding too weird, I want to say it's just I lean more into it, and I it's almost a favoritism, okay, in my sense. So I obviously drink or prefer reds as well, and it just came to just started it's interest sake and okay. Started looking more into it and paying more attention to it and sort of specialized in the direction of reds.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the end, we are winemakers and we can do both, or even for the products, as you know, we've got MCC, we've got rosé, we've got all that and fortifieds.
Yeah, sure.
But no, definitely you get a favoritism and you start specializing it, and you know, saying that, you just spend more time with it.
Yeah,
you know, from out in the vineyards, from drinking it, from picking it, from working with it.
Sure. But I mean, I suppose it makes sense that you start at the bottom, work your way up, because only by knowing what every step is about, will you know what you're dealing with at the end of the day and putting them together.
Yeah, no, the ground level is definitely important, and especially from my side, I must say, if you come in from the bottom, you start knowing that, and you familiarize with the whole process, then you know your end product so much better.
Sure.
That's why I say, from grape to vine to bottle at the end of it. You're comfortable with the whole process, you're definitely going to put the best quality product out there.
Okay, so nou op 'n stadium hierso, die brouwerije hierso, vir die ouens wat by hulle gewerk het, nee, het vir hulle 'n sekere allocation van bier per maand gegee. En hoe meer senior jy is, hoe meer bier kry jy per maand. Weet jy wat nog so is? Nee, as die brouwerij kan ons laat weet. Maar ek denk, jylle kry daarom seker ook 'n tuistertjie so nou en dan.
Ja, ek wil nou nie enige geheime weggee, ek hoop ek word in die voet geskiet die oorie, maar nee, definitief, ons het 'n allocatie wat ons kry.
Ja.
So, jy kan dink, die vlak wat ek nou is, het ek ongelooflik baie vriende.
ja, nee, en so, jylle moet die chops bring, ek het die dop, is alright, ek het die wijn nie so. Maar dis seker een van die dinge, ek ben, wat van jou, kry jy enige issues waar jou vriende, wat nie in die bedrijf is nie, miskien sal weird voel om vir jou wijn aan te bied? Want
hulle, ja, ek het al dit gesien en vooral met verjaarsdae en sulke tipe goed, dan sê hulle van jou, luister, ons kan nie vir jou wijn koop nie, want ons is te bang, jy skiet die ding af. Of wat?
Ons weet niks hier vanaf nie.
Ja,
so, jylle.
So nee, maar ek wil amper sê, dis elke ou se keuse en manier wat hy doen, maar ek, vir my is dit, jy weet, dus elke product is goed, jy waardeer elke ek wil maar sê geskenk, jy kyk nooit een gegeven paard in die bek nie.
Verseker, dit is awesome man. Maar sê dit gaga vir my, ek meen dit is een massieve bezigheid, KWV is wereldbekend vir wat hulle doen in Suid-Afrika, en hoe gaan jy voor en toe hier vanaf? Hoe groot is die uitvoermarkt bijvoorbeeld? Ek meen ons is nou uitvoer, maar ons is langs aan julle, ek praat nou van ander lande, ver buitenkant ons grense bijvoorbeeld.
Nee, dis definitief, kyk, daar is altyd spasie vir groei, en ons is nou al van 1918, jy weet, in die game,
wil ek sê. Die einde klaar na die Eerste Wereldoorlog gesê, raad, nou gaan ons wijnmaak oorlog is voorbij, nou
sê. Yes.
En
ek wil amper sê, ons is tans net so in oor die 100 markte, wat ons al betrokke is, en ons is omtrent 50-60% uitvoere, waar ons grotendeels in Swede en België is, maar daar is altyd plek vir groei, daar is altyd plek vir innovasie. So definitief om jou footprint te verbeter, moet jy kwaliteit produkte
natuurlijk,
in die mark insit, en jy moet altyd innoverend bly. Sodra jy dit nie doen, jy gaan as 'n besigheid agteruit gaan. En ek moet sê, ons span daar aan die kant is regtig goed met om op hulle tone te bly en altyd iets nuuts en kreatief uit te bring.
Sure, ja.
Soos jy weet,
ek ben die Franse is langs julle.
Ja.
Jy weet, so ek seker hulle het baie te sê. Natuurlijk, jy ken die Franse, jy weet, is neus in die lig en he, en wie anders kan wijn maak, that whole thing.
Ja.
Maar dis nie net meer Frankryk nie, Suid-Afrika, Chili het nou 'n redelike wijnbedrijf, Amerika, daar is baie meer, Australië blykbaar nou ook, baie meer lande wat betrokke raak.
Al die lande, soos ons self, word gesien as nieuwe wereldlande in die bedrijf is. Jy weet, al jou ou wereld, soos jy sê, Italië, Frankryk, al die is nou vir hoeveel jare in dit. En die agterstand wat ons gehad het, het ons nou amper verbygevat. En ons kan definitief kompeteer met die ouwens. Ons produkte
Wat 'n goeie ding is, ek meen, dis goed om te weet, dit is nie net, ach nee, wat, jy weet, jylle ouwens is nog allemaal appies nie, jy weet, dis, en ek weet nie precies wat het was nie, maar dis nog jy van die plekke, daar waar die 15 jaar brandy was, dis 'n heel ander story daar. Daar was ook wijn, en daar was die hele lys toekennings, wat hierdie wijn gekry het, Tjoef, 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 tjoef. En is alles internationaal. En is alles gouden medailles. En jy denk by jouself, sjoe, jy weet, jy is nou wel ons bure, maar mense is trots om te sien. Yeah. Dat dit die vlak is waarop daar competeer word. Jy weet.
Kijk ja, en die enigste manier hoe jy kan verbeter is, jy moet jouself meet teen die beste.
Sure.
En jy moet kan sien waar jy is. En dis een groot rede ook vir die competities, dat ons doen die inskrywings en sien waar is ons teen wereldstandaarde. En ons is gelukkig genoeg, vooral met ons top brands, soos mentors.
Ja, ja dit is wat ek van praat. Dit ja, was die mentors stalletjie gewees.
Doen ongelooflike werk tans, en jy weet, hulle is wereldbekend, en ons probeer ons best, en ons doen goed op die oomblik.
Maar ek sê, daar is baie min bezighede, ek dink, in velde waar mens direct competeer met die klas van goed. Jy weet, so dit is baie pressure op jou, want jy sit nou hier so, jy is, jy weet, James Oosh in Parel, en jy competeer met Frikkie in Frankrijk en alle, en dis alles, it's a level playing field, want dan word jy gesê, ja, maar jy is vandaar, of dit word anders gejudged nie,
ja.
So dit sit bietjie pressure op jou, om te kan competeer.
Nee, definitief, maar ek wil amper sê, hoe groot ons bedrijf ook, dis baie klein bedrijf, vooral in Suid-Afrika, wil ek amper sê, ons is allemaal op die oomend vir een man, ek wil amper sê, staan ons saam,
ja, ja.
En so daar is definitief hulp betrokke, wanneer jy dit nodig het, of idees, of uitreiling, of,
chat julle ouens met mekaar, ek werk nou by hierdie maatskappy, en dan, weet wat is niet, wat gebeur, waarna kyk mense, obviously daar is trade secrets, maar, julle moet toch by mekaar kom, daar is nie soveel ouens, wat dit as een bedrijf, of as een werk doen nie,
Nee, definitief, ons gesels definitief met mekaar, en dis wat ek sê, dis eindelijk een klein bedrijf,
ja.
Ons is allemaal vrienden, jy het saam geswat, jy het saam collega's in sekere tyde,
waar jy gewerk het. Blij optreed op diezelfde plek, meeste, ja. Ek sê, dink in diezelfde plek.
Natuurlijk, hy secret geheime, wat jy doen, dit gebeur net die 12 uur, 3 uur in die nacht, terwijl jy pers, dan kom jy met die,
jy sê nie, maar, zo ding op pad, hè.
Dan kom jy met die mal idees uit, maar nee, definitief, dis samenwerking, en dis een lekker bedrijf om deel te wees van.
Maar dis lekker, ek ben jy het gisteravond een great event by mekaar gesit, regtig waar, ons het alles positief gehoor, het was lekker spot gewees, lekker party gewees, die wijn was great natuurlijk, die brandewijn is ook baie goed, by the way. KWV het al die jare, ek weet nie of het waar is, net gauw voor ons tot ziens, ons kei lekker. KWV 5 jaar, kon jy op een stadium nie koop nie, jy het slecht gekry as jy bijgedraad, drijven goed gecontributed, dan jy kon jy dit kry, ek weet nie hoe dit gewerk het nie, maar dit was altyd die holy grail om te kry, jy kon 5 jaar in die handen kry, then you said. Maar jy kan hom nou koop, right?
Ja, jy kan hom koop, my collega Pieter de Bot is in beheer van ons brandwijn, hy is ons brandwijn meester, ek wou amper sê, hy het ongelooflike passie in wat sy werk, en obviously jy kan dit sien ook in die kwaliteit wat hy lever.
Ja.
Maar nee, dit was op 'n tyd, was dit amper geskenk vir producente wat aan ons gelever
precies,
het.
Ja, precies, jy kon het nie koop nie, dit was slechts beskikbaar aan producente, en ook limited hoeveelheid, dit was nie, dat jy kaste vol van die koop gekry.
Dis om my exclusiviteit te behou, en dis, dan het die waarde in die product geskip.
Ja, ja.
Jy weet, iets wat jy nie in die handen kan kry nie, wil allemaal om ons heen.
Natuurlijk, dit was op een stadium waar jy, ek ken jou, en ek is in die army saam met jou, en high class jazz, en hoping you'd work something out.
So maar nee, jy kan hom koop nou, definitief.
En dan 10 jaar is daar, ek het gesien, dat is 12 jaar, en dan natuurlijk die 15 jaar ook, wat baie smooth is, ek moet sê, dit is eindelijk een mors om met mix te drink.
Nee, definitief, jy moet ons koon vat. So, as jy vat, prachtig, dis een van ons producte wat verlede jaar by Veritas competitie, en dis een van die competities in SL wat ons mekaar ook meet, het hy 100 punte gekry.
Sure.
Dit is die eerste brandwijn wat in die competitie 100 punte in Suid-Afrika gekry.
So, kon basis niks eindelijk verkeerd kry met hom nie. Dit was reg, die neus was reg, die smaak,
alles in harmonie ingekom. En,
so, daar sê, nou is die job klaar, hy kan nou gesit in 12 jaar uit drink, want die 15 is alright nou, dit soort het. Hoor jy, was lekker mee te gesels. James, ons gaan weer op een stadium, ek het so vaal vermoede, jy gedag weer een draai by ons gemaakt op een stadium, maar we'll be really not checked out, ja, but that'll be lekker. Baie dankie, ons is gisteravond lekker gekeer, it was really great working with KWV in the event that we had last night. It was basically just give you a quick rundown, we had sort of almost a airline theme, so people got there, they got a little passport with 12 gaps open, and had to get a little, you know, had to go to all these 12 different stalls, which we all did very passionately, and we can feel it this morning, but it was a lovely gig. All of you guys who were there, great, and those of you who weren't there, why aren't you a client of Future Media? Because then you would have been there, so make a plan, man, even if it's just for the party, it's good. Anyway, James, baie dankie, jy gaan morgenochtend terug.
Ja, morgenochtend weer vliegtuig terug.
Vroegochtend, maar ja, as julle daar kan kom, sê vir hulle, ons hou van hulle wijn. And keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Dion. It was a pleasure, and I really enjoyed my time in Namibia.